Hi, and welcome to Stories Podcast. Today we're bringing you an original story called Sophia the Snowflake, written by Daniel Hines. To have this story and all of our stories delivered free to your computer, phone, tablet, or other device, please subscribe on iTunes. When you subscribe, you help us continue to create free, quality, family-friendly content.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we bring you Sophia the Snowflake. Enjoy! One blustery day in February, when the skies were full of thick gray clouds like tufts of wool, a single snowflake was born. She was beautifully shaped, perfectly unique, quite chilly, and her name was Sophia. Now you might wonder where snowflakes get their names, but it's no mystery really. You see, snowflakes have parents just like you and I. Sophia's parents were named Carol and Chris, and they were very proud of their daughter, so they sent her fluttering and floating to Earth. Sophia giggled with glee as she was whirled by the wind, buffeted by the breeze, and rumbled and tumbled all the way to the ground. When she landed, she was surprised to find herself on the front lawn of a pouting little boy.
"What's wrong, little boy?" Sophia asked.
"I want to build a snowman, but there isn't enough snow," said the boy.
"Well, I'm Sophia, and I may be just one little flake, but I'll gladly be the first little flake in your snowman," she said.
"Thanks," said the boy. "But we're going to need a whole lot more snow than just you if we're going to build the biggest, bestest snowman on the whole block."
"Hmm," said Sophia. "That's true. Let me call some of my family."
So Sophia yelled up into the clouds for all of her brothers and sisters to come down. Now, you may not think snowflakes have brothers and sisters, but they do, and they have lots. And now all of Sophia's came spinning from the sky. There was Jill and Bill, Steve and Eve, Don and Sean, Benny and Jenny, and a whole lot more. They jumped with joy as they were whirled by the wind, buffeted by the breeze, and rumbled and tumbled all the way to the ground. The boy gathered them all up, and before he knew it, he had the bottom of his snowman ready to go.
"Thanks for the help," said the boy. "But we're going to need a whole lot more snow if we're going to build the biggest, bestest snowman on the whole block."
"Hmm," said Sophia. "That's true. Let me call some more of my family."
So Sophia yelled up into the clouds for all of her aunts and uncles to come down. Now, you may not think snowflakes have aunts and uncles, but they do, and they have lots. And now all of Sophia's came spinning from the sky. There was Danny and Franny, May and Jay, Timmy and Tammy, Jan and Stan, and a whole lot more. They took flight with delight as they were whirled by the wind, buffeted by the breeze, and rumbled and tumbled all the way to the ground. The boy gathered them all up, and before he knew it, he had the middle of his snowman ready to go.
"Thanks for the help," said the boy. "But we're going to need a whole lot more snow if we're going to build the biggest, bestest snowman on the whole block."
"Hmm," said Sophia. "That's true. Let me call the rest of my family."
So Sophia yelled up into the clouds for all of her cousins to come down. Now, you may not think snowflakes have cousins, but they do, and they have lots. And now all of Sophia's came spinning from the sky. There was Sherry and Jerry, Corey and Lori, Mary and Harry, Polly and Molly, and a whole lot more. They glided with grace as they were whirled by the wind, buffeted by the breeze, and rumbled and tumbled all the way to the ground. The boy gathered them all up, and before he knew it, he had the head of his snowman ready to go.
"Thanks for the help," said the boy. "I think we finally have the biggest, bestest snowman on the whole block."
Sophia looked, and she had to agree. The snowman, packed with all those brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, and cousins, was taller now than the boy who made it. Still, it wasn't quite right.
"Well, it's the biggest," said Sophia, "but it's not quite the bestest."
"What is it? What's missing?" asked the boy.
And Sophia yelled up into the clouds for her parents to come down. So Carol and Chris were whirled by the wind, buffeted by the breeze, and rumbled and tumbled all the way to the ground, where they cuddled in with their daughter and the rest of their family.
"There," said Sophia. "Now it's the biggest and the bestest snowman on the whole block and in the whole world."
The end. Thanks for listening. This story was written by Daniel Hines and produced by Jake Letizia. Please don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a good review. When you subscribe and review, you help us continue to create free, family-friendly content. So thanks to everyone who is subscribing now or who has already subscribed. You make these stories possible for all of the thousands of children who are listening all across the globe. Don't forget to check back next week for another great story. I'm today's narrator, Amanda Weldon. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.